Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Well, good afternoon. Welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs, with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good, Dr. Tong.
We have an exciting show, as always, but I just like to reiterate that our mission and our message we'd like you to know is that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs or surgery. And when we say cured, we really mean cured. You will not need medication, you will not need surgery, and your symptoms will be eradicated. This, of course, means that the patient has to do their part. If you come, you know, get treatments from us, but you don't do your part and follow our suggested lifestyle changes, diet, supplements, you may not have as good of results. Some people do, but...
Okay, how do we do it is that we restore health. Once you become healthy, you don't have any physical or emotional problem. Mm-hmm. Any symptom need to be treated, need to be cured. Yeah, after a while, you will not even need our treatment. No drugs, no surgery, not even our treatment. And then the maintenance of health is your part to obtain a long-term cure. And we teach you how to do it, how to balance your yin and yang, the heat and cold, and what kind of food to eat, and also acid and alkaline. Most people, I would say 90% of people are acidic. Acid are the toxin, the garbage in the body, and you need to get rid of it. Right. And currently... our health problem, health woe, is because we do not have any treatment, but the conventional treatment not only do not restore health, so we do not have any health care. We do not have any health experts. We have sickness experts. And that's the problem with our health care reform. We're wasting all the time, and what we do is going to drive us down to bankruptcy.
It's going
to
make
faster.
Us even more bankrupt because you're going to be ensuring more people doing the same thing, draining more resources. You're not changing how we are taking care of people.
Yeah, go to our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. You'll see so many people that have been decades of problem, and we cure them. And that's how you save money. Mm-hmm. When you don't cure them, you continue to drag them. And health care in our country is the third leading cause of death. And I'm writing a book to prove that it's not the third leading cause of death. It's the number one cause of death. Because heart disease and cancer can be just as easily cured. So you're counting 650,000 of deaths from heart disease and 590,000 from cancer disease on top of 280,000, the third leading cause from standard treatment. It's over a million people that are being killed by standard utilized drug and surgery treatment that we have this country.
Standard
and that's why we have such
country,
high healthcare costs.
Right. I like to kind of go over who we had with us last time on the show. We had a father and son team, Wayne and Nicholas. Wayne came in with some pains, knee pain, shoulder pain, and also some new onset diabetes. After the first treatment, actually, his knee pain was gone.
First treatment.
Yeah,
and without our treatment, he will have this knee pain just chronically.
Right. Another thing, I don't know if he mentioned on the show, but he got into a car accident. And it totaled his car. And the day before the car accident, he had a treatment. He had no whiplash, no pain, nothing.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, whether you get a problem, it's not because of car accident, it's not because of virus, the swine flu or germ. It's because how healthy or how sick you are.
Right.
If you're healthy, you're not going to get the flu.
Right. And things don't affect you. Exactly.
Exactly.
Nicholas, his son, 16 years old, suffered from some abdominal pain. Doctors had no idea what to do with him. And after virtually the first treatment, also the pain was much subsided.
Gone.
It was gone.
But much better, yeah,
right.
Actually.
Actually, he also had a lot of problems with fear and anxiety, motivation.
Yes.
And the fact that he even joined us on the radio show was something that he said he would never have done. Actually, emotionally more upbeat, more confident, and so things are looking up for them.
Yeah, he had only, four treatments?
Not very many. Yeah, three or four treatments.
Yeah, you see, that's how we cure the problem at this young age, with conventional treatment. You become worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
And, the drain to the healthcare system.
Right. And the younger you do start getting them, actually, the healthier you are. And a lot of our patients, they do come back once a month, once every couple months for tune-ups. Because with the stress, the kind of foods we eat, you are going to get blocked, And the treatment really helps you to emotionally release your stress and also to help get rid of toxins from
and one
your
more
diet.
Important thing. One more important thing. I've been doing this for 26 years. Even in the beginning, I was curing people right and left, okay? One thing that I do, which is save so much money, we don't need to do any expensive tests. No MRI, no CAT scan, no blood test, nothing.
Yeah.
Because those all detect symptoms. The cause has to be with mind-body blockages.
Not only that, they're expensive and they're harmful. CAT scans are like thousands of x-rays. And
exactly.
They cause cancer later in life. I mean, it's terrible, and they're overdone. That's another thing, because they're just, people get CAT scans left and right.
Yeah, the real culprit of a healthcare problem is that nobody cares. We have been on the air for the last 9 years telling you this here, but nobody gave a hoot. So
people who want to get better, they do come to us.
Yeah, but look at all the time you're wasting. Up in Washington, it's going to be, making us go down the tube faster.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. I'd like to welcome with us our first guest today, Mark. Welcome, Mark, to our show.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, yes, thank you for being on our show. Mark's story is incredible. Why don't we just have you start out where you're from, what you do, and how you came to come see us.
His mother.
Or your mother.
Absolutely, absolutely.
He's
I'd be happy to do that.
No, he's coming.
Yeah,
absolutely, I'd be happy to. I live at home with my mom. I take care of her, and she has a condition that doctors and neurologists are calling dementia or mild cognitive disorder. It's been going on for several years, and I've just been slowly watching her basically die.
Mm-hmm.
And over the last several months, I've been trying to find other doctors and other resources, and I came across your radio show. I was working, and I just listened to a clip of it for a few minutes, and I felt like it was something to follow up on.
Mm-hmm.
And so we made an appointment a couple weeks later.
Yes.
And met you guys in your office, and we went from there.
Could you summarize exactly what were her problems, cognitive problems?
Yeah, and how long she...
Before she came to see us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. She's had these problems for at least 3 or 4 years, and they've been slowly getting worse. Specifically, she has difficulty verbalizing what she wants to say, and she has trouble thinking, and she has almost no ability to write or print. And she doesn't walk well. She kind of waddles, and she's been falling over. We've had a couple trips to the emergency room where she's had to get up to 15 or 16 stitches in her arm to heal her skin and the cuts. And so, anyway,
what did
that's
kind of... Oh, sorry to interrupt you, but you went to a neurologist before you came to see us. How was your experience with that? Because I know, remember you telling me that.
Right. So I've been going to her medical appointments all year and for about the last year and a half, and she's gone from her physician to a neurologist and had lots of studies and stuff done. And so she's on a couple of medications. One is Aricept and one is Namenda. And the neurologist basically told us several months ago, I'm sorry, there's nothing more we can do for your mom. Our technology and medications haven't caught up to being able to know if part of the brain is actually being affected with these types of cognitive / dementia problems. And he said, we have these two medications, Aricept and Namenda. Let's try you on that. And she's been on those, Aricept, since about March or so. And then Namenda was added about 3 months ago. And so after the first visit, we were able to reduce her medications by about 50%. And she's
just
doing better.
Just 1 second, okay? Did the medication help at all?
Yes, it does help a little bit.
Like what? When the first time I talked to her, it takes forever for her to utter and say yes or no. No, it takes a long
That's
time.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. And so during that first treatment, I noticed her ability to verbalize her thoughts, and I kind of watched her energy come back, and kind of like her life came back into her. And it's hard for me to describe exactly what I was seeing, but I can tell you that after that first visit, she was able to walk better, and she could verbalize her thoughts better, and that's still continuing, and she's only been with you guys a week. So her medications are dropped in half. She hasn't fallen. In fact, you gave her a shot last week for the treatment, and she hasn't fallen since. So,
wow.
Yes. But she talks so much faster and smoother than before the treatment.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, I wish we had tape her talking before the treatment, and so you can see the difference. But right now, she just talks very smoothly now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my mom is almost 76 years old, and it's taken her a while to get to this point, but I believe she'll totally recover because I see her every day, and it's like I said, it's only been about a week, and I've seen these improvements with her cognition and how fast she does things.
Yeah.
Remember you told us that on the way back home, she was talking in the car, and how did she sound to you?
Absolutely, yeah. We were having a conversation like we had 20 or 30 years ago, and she goes, yeah, Mark, I really do feel better. And I could, you know, I could look at her, see her face, and her energy in her eyes comes back, and it's like she was a long time ago. And
after the first treatment, correct?
Yes, that started after the first treatment.
Mm-hmm. Just after one treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know all the people listening out there. Okay, with you know the technology, we don't use any technology. We don't correct the brain. We correct the mind, the connection of the true you. You are a spirit. All human and all animals are spirits, the living part. And we're just making this body and the spirit, but don't connect to their body. That's what caused the problem.
Right. And with her, disconnection came after your father died. Is that correct, Mark?
It certainly worsened after that,
right,
yes.
Right. So.
See, people do not know this. If they do know it, your doctor do know that stress, okay, death, and family like this, sadness, and cause the problem.
Yeah,
they don't know
problems.
How to fix it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Exactly.
It's not fixed by drugs. And to give you a little more insight on Chinese medicine, memory and cognitive function have to do with kidney, the kidney function. Okay, what does the two drugs do to your mom? I would suggest that you drop those two drugs right now, because all it does is drain the kidney and drain the liver chi, the energy. Okay, so then she will have more problem, you know, verbalizing and stuff like that. She doesn't need those drugs. Drop it. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with what you're saying, and I'll let you guys discuss that. And it's definitely moving in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
I think to be able to even reduce the medication, those medications not only are very costly, but she hasn't had any negative side effects. She's gotten better since we've reduced it.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know.
Which is a point to be made.
The two medications are actually toxic. So drop
it,
and I'll take responsibility. We will take responsibility. But there will be no problem, and she will improve faster.
Yeah. The other thing, too, is her diet, because she ate a lot of sweets her whole life, which causes a lot of phlegm.
And that also affects her cognition as well because, she can't think clearly.
And if there's any Chinese listening out there, okay, the most recent Nobel Prize on physics, Mr. Gao, and unfortunately, he discovered the fiber optic like 40 years ago, and there's politics in it. He should have gotten Nobel Prize way before then. Now he has Alzheimer's. He really doesn't remember his accomplishment. His wife had to give the acceptance speech at Stockholm, and I can help him.
Yeah.
And look at how fast I can get your mom better. I can help this guy to.
We can help.
Yeah. Okay. We can help. Okay.
You're not the only one working there.
Both
doctors can help.
Doctor Elaine can help her. I do the first treatment. That's it. Well, afterwards, I double her.
One of the things I briefly wanted to mention is I know it's as a listener to your program, sometimes it's hard to really see and visualize what you're talking about on your show.
Yes.
But I know, to kind of put it simply, that the close relationship I have with my mom and seeing her every day, I'm watching the slow decline, and I know the doctors she's seen are well-intended and they're trying to help her, but she's slowly getting worse and worse and worse. And then one treatment at your facility, and it all starts to turn around. After years of watching these neurologists and the other doctors she's seen go through all these tests with nothing helping, really. I mean, I think the Aricept and the Meta have helped her to a degree, but not really to get her energy back and her life back or create a solution that you guys have. You guys have the diet solution, the water solution. You've given us answers that are helping both of us because I'm doing some of that too. And the diet-related things I know are going to help her. But I think within a few months, she's going to be so much better that
totally
this will all be
well
behind her.
Yeah.
I think so too. And I feel like she has the will to get better now too.
Because her spirit.
See that, come back.
Yeah, her spirit's back into the body. That's why. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's why for the listener out there, like Mark says, it's very, very difficult to believe what you hear from this radio show.
It's almost too good to be true.
But I say we're going to do it every day. But Dr. Elaine is doing it every day.
you work a couple days a week too, Dr. Kong. I have to give you credit too. He works his 5-6 hours a week. It's
but
okay.
It's actually very, very easy to do, to tell you the truth. Most cases are so easy to do, it's not even funny. 90 to 95% of a patient, I help them, and I turn around, I dump it on Dr. Elaine. And Dr. Elaine can do the rest of the job,
The other thing, too, that comes through in meeting both of you is that there's a feeling of passion and really spending the time with the patient to get to know them and figure this out, whereas in the visits I've been going to with the doctors, who, again, I know are well-intended, it's about a 15-minute visit, here's a pill, sorry, we can't do anything. And then I've watched you two work on my mom, and I've witnessed it. I've watched her energy come back with these methods that you're using, and then I come home and I live with her, and I'm still helping her and such. But her, especially last week after the Friday treatment, she was tripping over a certain in her bedroom. There's a lip, a tile lip she has to go over, and she was just walking right over that. She was practicing a couple of times walking over this thing she was tripping on before. Backwards, forwards, and so far it's been wonderful. It's just amazing what I'm watching.
Wow. Well, that's wonderful. We will send her to Circus Olay. She can perform over there.
Right now, my mom is on a plane flying up to Northern California to visit my sister for 10 days, and she's got more health and more energy now, and I'm not as worried about her on this trip. Because her life is coming back.
She had only two treatments, correct?
She's had three.
Oh, three treatments. Mm-hmm. Three treatments, I'm exaggerating a little bit. Three treatments, okay?
Yeah.
And her chance of becoming totally normal is 100%. Her chance of getting full-blown Alzheimer is also 100% without our treatment. And those two drugs, don't give them any credit, because after a while, she'll deteriorate, because the main cause of the treatment had not been treated. You only cover the symptoms.
Mm-hmm. Well, we look forward to seeing how she progresses then.
And I want to make one more remark. And Mark is such an incredible good son. And he has a very, very painful condition called RSD. But he's too chicken So he sent he sent his mom to be the guinea pig first. Now you see the improvement. So he's coming next week.
If you two can get my RSD pain to go away, I will stand on my head and gargle peanut butter.
Listen, you better get ready to do it. Okay? Remember, you saw the case of Jama. I did it with one treatment, one acupuncture treatment. Yeah. And no shots.
We'll be able to help, Mark. Mark, you're very intuitive and you're very in tune with your body. So
you're so young. Well. The chance of you getting well is 99.9%.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mark, is there anything else you want to add?
No, I just wanted to thank you guys for the time and interest and passion you put into what you do, because it's missing with all the other appointments and doctors that I've seen, and in terms of how you interact with my mom specifically. And yeah, it's just phenomenal what I'm seeing. It's hard mm-hmm. to describe.
Well, thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you for taking the time to take care of your mom the right way.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, thank we you. Give
Thanks
you credit
for being
too,
good
for
son.
Sure.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Yeah, we can do this again sometime, maybe, you know, and
yeah.
follow up on it.
Yeah. And bring your mom onto the show,
yeah, we'll
too.
We'll have her on next time.
Yes.
Well, okay,
Mark,
very good.
Thank you so much for sharing with us.
Thank you.
Okay,
yeah,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call is 714-556-8664. Let's get to our next guest. I'd like to welcome Mary to our show. Welcome, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
We're great. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Yes.
Why don't you get started? Just tell us where you're from, what you do, and how you came to see us.
Okay. I am from San Juan Capistrano, and I go to a class at Mariners Church in Newport Beach, and I met a gentleman there who told me about the acupuncture that you do. And actually, I was checking into it for my oldest daughter and decided to go and check it out myself. Mm-hmm. And came to your office and was very pleased with the services.
And what were you suffering from?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, well, I was having some back pain and some my legs were cramping, and I was getting a lot of spasms in my toes particularly, mm-hmm. and both my feet.
How long were you having that for?
Well, it's just been sort of a condition I've had on and off for months, probably even maybe up to a year, but on and off mm-hmm. for a long period of time. But it was progressively getting worse.
Right. So tell us, how did you do with the treatment?
You know, with the treatments, the first time I came in, I saw Dr. Tong, and he gave me a treatment that was, I thought, very progressive, and that because of his background in the medical field and all of that, it was above and beyond what you would normally get from when you go to get acupuncture. And I've only had that done a couple of times in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very, very helpful. I do have to say it was a little painful. It wasn't like a walk in the park. it definitely is something that you have to gear up to, especially if you're not expecting it. But you kind of work through that, and the benefits far outweigh any discomfort that you feel.
That those pain is actually emotional pain, the emotions you're holding on. Mm-hmm. The more you hold on, the more strong the shot feels. But we were dumping all the emotional trash. You see, emotionally, how do you feel compared to the first time?
Totally different.
Totally different,
yeah.
Okay? You were holding on all the trash, and you were never happy. You never feel like, the real Mary.
Yeah.
Now you feel like yourself.
Not only that, you're able to handle things. Like, you tell us a little bit about, you know, just the stress and, you know, just things don't bother you as much. Is that right? I think that you were telling me that.
Yeah. Right. You know, I have a large family, and I have a lot of issues and a large extended family as well,
mm-hmm.
on the East Coast, that, you know, there's always things that, you know, are going on in people's lives that are not as pleasant as you hope them to be.
Yes.
And so you take on a lot of that yourself. What can mm-hmm. I do to help people or make things better? And then you get frustrated because you're limited to what you can do. And, mm-hmm. and I think you hold that in, and it collectively, you know, adds up inside and adds on to just the normal everyday stress.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think what the acupuncture did is sort of free up all those channels,
mm-hmm.
or just free up that flow of, you know, and I'm not sure that I understand it all, but I do know that when I first came, I was like on the verge of tears and all of that because I just felt so many emotional things going on. Mm-hmm. And now it just, I mean, life is the same and all those issues are there.
Exactly.
But I feel like I definitely am better equipped in how I deal with them. I don't get as frustrated as quickly.
And you're so calm now.
Yes. Let me try to explain, okay?
Okay.
You are a living being, vibration in space, okay? And you go in through your body through all these channels, meridian, they're actually antennas. So those are your emotional flows. So when you get angry, when you get worried, you get blockage, traffic jams along there. Mm-hmm. So once you open the traffic jam, the negative emotion you held on get dumped. Mm-hmm. And now that you're the same kind of problem happening, it doesn't bother you. They don't bother you.
Not only that, I feel like you're emotionally stronger, too, and you don't let things... Right.
You handle things much easier.
Yeah. And you also are writing a book, I understand.
Yes, I am.
So on top of all of this, she's also a writer.
Yeah, without our treatment, you probably won't be able to write a book. I'm not kidding, okay? You'll be so wound up with all the stress, okay? You cannot focus.
Not only that, she's writing and she's handling, she has five daughters and just...
Wow.
She has her plate full.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, Mary, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to share your story with us. I'm sure it'll help someone.
Yeah, and I would just want to encourage anybody that... just either need to break through emotionally and physically to come and get the treatment because it really helps. And it took me about four treatments to where I started noticing a sustainable difference. Mm-hmm. And then by six and seven treatments, it was amazing. And now I'm kind of on a maintenance program and I feel 100% better.
Oh.
So I highly recommend both of you and your treatment. I think you're doing a great job. And
thank you. Mm-hmm.
And because of your medical degree and all of that, it is covered by insurance, so it's affordable to people. I mean, I could do it because the issues that I would be normally going to a regular medical doctor and taking medicine, I don't have to, and now they're done. So it's a natural way to get the help that you need, and it is covered by insurance when you have valid medical issues. So I appreciate it. And thank you.
Thanks for mentioning that too, Mary.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Have a great weekend. Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.